FM 90.3 WJTL, Mercy Me, finally home. Throwback Thursday coming at you. It's a 2K Rewind. That song from 2007. Interbrook, weren't you born in 2007?
I was, yes.
You were. So, hey, welcome.
Wow.
Welcome to Throwback Thursday. You were born then.
Yes, finally made it.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Mercy Me, finally home. Good morning to you. Throwback Thursday, Liam and Fred hanging out with you, 7 to 6.
Maybe not people born then, but people starting to release music then, their careers born then. That includes Phil Wickham. He's actually coming to the Summer Nights Worship 2025 tour in Hershey Park Stadium. It's Friday, July 18th. Tickets are available at summernightsworshiptour.com. Go check it out.
And this morning, our very special guest from IHNHR, our friend Mark A. Griffin, is with us. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so honored.
Man, it's so wonderful to have you here. How long have you listened to WJTL?
20 years.
20 years. So this Throwback Thursday stuff's right in your wheelhouse.
It gives me goosebumps. You guys blessed me having me on the show. I believe it was 13 years ago on our first book, How to Build a Kingdom-Minded Organization.
That's amazing.
And since then, that book has done awesome. So I'm so excited to talk to you in the audience.
Oh, so great to have you here. Anybody want to say hi to this morning?
I would like to thank my wife, who has just been an incredible supporter and who is driving to work this morning to be hands and feet. She's an oncology nurse, and she just pours into the community, and the community's blessed by what Gail does. So, man. Gail, you have a great day, and thanks for everything that you do.
And your daughter, Emily, was our intern here.
My
How
daughter,
many
Emily,
moons ago was that?
That was 10 years ago. She was an intern here.
That's crazy.
And we're blessed. She's married now. We have grandchildren. It's an incredible story.
I love hearing that.
Yes, and my son living in the community with my daughter-in-law. Incredible. 3 grandchildren since the time that I've been on the show. God's blessed me with an incredible daughter-in-law and an incredible son-in-law and 5 grandchildren.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell us all about IHNHR.
IHNHR really was birthed out of Lancaster County. Lancaster County is an incredible place to live, work, do mission work. We have so many opportunities for people that have missions or churches or educational institutions here in Lancaster. So God put in my heart to take everything that I learned in human resources from big companies and take it to smaller employers. That was the original trajectory of IHNHR.
That was the vision.
That was the vision.
Yeah.
And it took off. And as it took off, guys like John Zesowitz, a good friend of mine, said, colleges need HR. They need faith-driven HR. So he connected me with like ABHE, the accreditation agency, and it just took off from there. All these different wonderful organizations nationally. C12 is a partner now.
Wow.
We love C12. C12's bringing Christian CEOs together to grow and prosper their organization. And I'm really excited to say that Mike Shero, the C12 CEO, is writing the foreword for our book.
That's amazing. Great segue into your book. It's called Faith-Driven HR.
It is.
Tell us all about it.
God put on my heart again about 2 years ago. A good friend of mine said there's a lot of movement in the area of faith-driven. There's organizations, faith-driven entrepreneurship, faith-driven finances, faith-driven a whole segments coming out. And he said, what about faith-driven HR? I said, that's exactly what we've been doing.
And that's what you do.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So I went back over, we've written over 400 blog articles, went through the blog articles, started talking to different Christian CEOs. How can we structure this book and put a good construct into place?
Yeah, that's awesome. So when does the book come out?
The book comes out at the end of August, August 29th. It's going to be released on Amazon. We're super excited about it.
That's very exciting. Now, I understand you said that you have some new associations with some folks who maybe their theology and their background is a little stronger than yours, and they're going to help you look over the book to make sure it's biblically accurate.
Yeah, it's really incredible because like the first book that I wrote, I really held with clenched fists. Like, this is mine. I let this book go. And we did an Instagram post this morning from C.S. Lewis. And it basically says to be successful, surround yourself by really smart people. Mm. And that's what God has done. He's anointed my business or God's business with incredible folks nationally to help prosper it. So we're literally connecting like the National Christian Chamber of Commerce. Margaret's a new friend. She wants to help with the book. She wants to tell the members about the book. All these different organizations, they're reaching out to us to help. Instead of us begging for help, people are seeing what God is doing.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part, because again, it's not my book. God put this on my heart, and I'm trying to use teams to help us get the book over the finish line.
And did you mention Dallas Theological Seminary there?
I failed to bring that up, but we work with some incredible organizations nationally.
Yeah.
And I was very self-conscious about the biblical approach is Mark Griffin. I'm not a theologian. I have an MBA.
Sure. Right.
My strengths is strategic. It's not details. So we made the decision to approach Dallas. Dallas Theological is creating a publishing division within their school, which is incredible. And I want all the college presidents to know that. They can go to Dallas, and they're going to help get books across the finish line.
Love that.
So I approached them, and they're going to make the determination on who the theologian is that will work with us to get the book over the finish line.
That's exciting.
Yes, it's totally exciting, because it really fulfills something that I'm not good at. And that's what I'm talking about, listeners. If God's putting something on your heart, get people around you to help you get it over the finish line. Relational poverty is a big issue in the United States right now. Go out and connect with people. Get out of the house. Get out, you know, spend time with other people. Mm. It's very, very important.
We're talking with Mark Griffin. He's the founder of IHNHR. If people want info on IHNHR, where do they go for that?
Very easy. InHisNameHR.com.
Okay.
Or to get to the book, faithdrivenhr.com. That's the easiest one to remember, faithdrivenhr.com.
Yep.
It'll get you to all our websites.
Wonderful. Faithdrivenhr.com. We'll talk more with Mark coming up. And our Throwback Thursday continues. Newsboys, Britt Nicole for King of Country, FFH. Stick around.